official City of Portage podcast. I'm your host, Mary Ruppel, and today we are joined by Ray Warrio, the Deputy Director of Streets and Parks at the City of Portage. Ray is here to talk a little bit about the spring cleanup program and changes to the brush pickup schedule. Thanks for joining us today, Ray.
Mary, it's great to be here. Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome. Now, spring is coming, finally, and I know I can't wait for it to get here. One of the things I love about living in Portage during the springtime is the spring cleanup program. I understand there's been some changes this year. Is it true that the City of Portage is actually taking over the entire program, and what does that mean for residents?
Yes. Well, I'm going to take a step back in history here. COVID brought a lot of changes to the city.
Yes.
And one of them was when the contractor was trying to do spring cleanup in 2020, they couldn't get people to do it. My director, Rod Russell, said, Ray, let's go help them. Let's go get this all the material picked up from the curbside. So we actively engaged with trucks and loaders and personnel to help them get that program done. And it was probably the biggest tons, the most tons that we had picked up for the entire time I've been here.
Wow.
And so, that being said, the contractor's contract was coming due, so we asked him to, you know, give us a price renewal on that, and he said we're not, because we can't get people to do the program.
Oh, no.
So that we put out the program for bid, nobody bid on it.
Oh no.
So we kind of said, well, what are we going to do? Well, we did what we did in 2020. We're going to do the program. And what's nice about that, we do it similar to what we do in leaf pickup. We do with packer trucks and we do with loaders. And we come down the street, pick it all up, and haul it away.
Okay.
So, yes, we are taking it all over, except for one thing. The disposal of the product will be done at a local waste facility here, a local transfer station, the City of Kalamazoo. So that's about the only difference in the program.
Okay.
And what does it mean for the residents? Really, no change other than the fact that you'll see equipment coming down your street.
Okay.
And, you know, so that... put it out at the curb, we'll pick it up, and, you know, get rid of your junk.
Okay, great. And as far as the time, though, it looks like there's going to be a kind of, we're going to be flip-flopping some schedules. And so is it the spring cleanup is that going to happen earlier this year, or?
Yeah, so we took a look at the spring cleanup and brush pickup program. So we... that being in our back of our minds, some of the residents throughout the course of the history here have said, hey, spring brush pickup, bag leaf pickup in the spring happens too early.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get a chance to go out to my yard with snow on the ground to do the cleanup. So, well, okay, that kind of makes sense. If we're going to do spring cleanup, we're just putting stuff out at the curb, it kind of makes sense. Let them put that out there in the snow if they have to, and we'll move the brush and bags to a little bit later in the month or later in the year.
Right.
So that was what we saw, a perfect fit with the whole goals to have the city cleaned up by Memorial Day. So it's a little bit of a changed schedule, but I think it's for the best of the residents, and I think they'll like it.
Okay, so like that it starts in March instead of April.
That is correct. The spring cleanup is going to start March 28th, and we're going to go to April 28th, and then shortly after that for the next month for May we're going to do a brush and bag pickup.
Okay, no, I'm really excited about that. I know that all winter long I've been cleaning and going through everything, and I'm like, I have to wait till April to put all this out, and then I found out that it was actually moving up, and
yep.
I was very excited. So good. Now, I know that I can take full advantage of the spring cleanup program as a Portage resident, but I'm always confused on what can be put out to the road and what cannot, and how do residents decide what you're going to pick up and what you're not going to pick up?
The Portager or even the website is going to give all the materials that you cannot put out as well as what you can put out. And I think probably if people remember the stuff that they can't put out, it's probably easier. And that is, you know, you're not going to put out tires. You're not going to put out paint. You're not going to put out, you know, TVs and computers and monitors and equipment that has refrigerant in it. You're not going to put out gas and oil. So, you know, those are some of the more important things that you should be taking down to household hazardous waste anyways.
Okay.
So I think if you think stuff that's dangerous to the environment, you know, go to household hazardous waste. Anything other than that, put it at the curb, we'll take it away.
Perfect. Now, another question that we often get in public information is who's able to participate in the program. Is it just for homeowners, or is this program available to people that rent apartment complexes or businesses?
Yeah, for the entire time I've been here, it's always been homeowners and also condo owners. So the condo owners can, you know, take their material and put it out at least to the major street or the local street that they're nearby, and we'll pick it up.
Okay.
Businesses, churches, schools, no, I'm sorry, we can't pick it up.
Okay. And just one final question about the spring cleanup program. How early can residents start putting their items out to the road before their pickup date?
Well, we recommend that they have it at the curb that day at 7 a.m.
Okay.
We kind of give them guidance like no earlier than 3 days prior.
Okay.
So if they can follow that general rule, that would be helpful.
Okay. And then next thing we want to talk about is a brush pickup program. In May, then, that program starts.
That you're absolutely correct. So we're going to look at doing what we call Zone 1, the Northwest quadrant of the city, that first week of May. And again, just put your brush at the curb. We're looking at brush to be, and we pick it up with equipment. We kind of ask that it be cut into manageable sizes and placed neatly at the curb so that the equipment can easily scoop it up. Try not to, you know, get it close to the road as you can, because the equipment has a tendency to scarf your lawn, and
okay.
We'll fix it, but it'd be easier if you kind of, you know, get it close to the road on the asphalt so the loader can pick it up. Not only that, but there are also bagged leaves in this May pickup. So
okay.
We're asking that, like it has been for a very long time, disposable paper bags. Anything in plastic, it's not accepted.
Okay.
So, you know, if you've got it in plastic, it's going to be left at your curb, and then you're going to have to deal with it yourself.
Okay, that's good to know. And who can participate in the program, and what type of brush is collected then?
Okay, again, homeowners and the personnel in the condominiums can participate. And the brush, any type of, you know, tree limbs, cut in 4 foot lengths. We prefer, you know, at least not too long, because as we come with a truck, we don't want the large branches to be sticking out and then, you know, hitting the sign or some other truck or, you know, building. So basically any of your brush or trimmings from your trees will take. So it's pretty open.
Okay, great. And do you have any additional comments about or anything you need to tell the residents about these programs at all, or just anything in general?
Yeah, you know, these programs are you know, citizen funded, so, you know, we're there to provide the service, and we've been providing for quite a length of time, so we're really, really kind of tuned in on how we have to do it. The neat thing about the spring bag and brush pickup, it's a recycled product. We have
okay.
a contractor that comes in, grinds it up, hauls it away, and gets to recycle it for other, you know, contractors to use. I do want to put a plug in for hiring.
Okay, great. No problem at all.
The Department of Public Works is hiring. We're looking for maintenance technicians as well as mechanics.
Awesome.
And, you know, the neat thing about working as a maintenance technician for the City of Portage, you're doing something different every season. You know, you're not stuck at the factory hitting the button, watching that thing go down the assembly line. You know, so, I mean, that's what I get so much fun out of. We're doing something different every season.
That's awesome.
That makes it awesome.
Yeah, it does. And nothing's ever, like, dull or boring. You're out in the fresh air a lot of the times. And
yeah, fresh air and also some interesting weather, too.
Yes. So, and do you want to talk anything about, like, maybe the composting site or the composting days?
Yes, the compost site there is going to be that last Saturday of the brush and bag leaf pickup program. The compost site is going to be open from 9 to 1.
Okay.
And the residents who have to come there, just show your license. You want to make sure you're a City of Portage resident. You'll have a staff member there who can direct you to put your brush there and your leaves there and dump it and go.
Awesome. So do you have anything else you can think of?
No, I think you covered it all.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us today, Ray. And thank you for all that you do and that your department does for the city and residents. And for more information on these programs, just visit our website at thecityofportagemi.gov. You can also find more information about both programs in your March Portager. And finally, if you happen to have a podcast idea, shoot us an email at publicinformation@portagemi.gov.
Perfect.